The John Murray Show on RTE Radio 1 with the Kia Sportage. When you drive your new Kia Sportage, prepare to be noticed. The John Murray Show on RTE Radio 1 with the Kia Sportage. Peace of mind as standard. Quality guaranteed. Kia, home of the 7-year warranty.
Now, a woman has just walked into studio and at first glance, there doesn't seem to be anything particularly different or unusual about her, except when I looked down at her feet, which are shoeless. She's completely barefoot and she hasn't come in to show me a nice pedicure, I don't think. Linda Chambers, good morning to you.
Good morning, Catherine.
Now, move nice and close into the mic for us there. You contacted the show a couple of weeks ago about a challenge you were about to undertake. Remind us what it's all about.
It's about going barefoot for Holy Week. And I spoke to John about it when I decided to do it, and it seemed all right, you know, 3 or 4 weeks ago when I was thinking about it. But yesterday I had to put my shoes and slippers away and go out in my bare feet.
OK, so when did you remove them? When did you take them off?
I took them off Saturday night.
Going to bed?
Put the usual shoes and slippers and things in a bag, put it in the wardrobe so that when I got up yesterday morning, bare feet.
Because I would imagine that's the first thing you do is reach for the automatic, slippers or the shoes.
Automatic, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's, I mean, going barefoot during Holy Week obviously ties in with Lent and doing penance. So the timing of this is significant.
Yes, the timing is significant. It seemed to be the right time to do it. And in my work, I have some dealings with Swaziland. Mm-hmm. I work for an Anglican mission agency and I love the schools in Swaziland. And when you go to the schools in Swaziland, most of the kids there are hungry a lot of the time. They're cold a lot of the time, but most of them have no shoes. Mm. So I've never in my life been really hungry or really cold. So at least by taking my shoes off for a week, I can get some kind of flavour of what that feels like.
Mm. Tell me a little bit about the it's for a particular province in Swaziland that you're raising money for.
Well, Swaziland is a small country. It's between South Africa and Mozambique. Mm-hmm. It's about the size of Northern Ireland. It's an independent country and it's very small. And it's quite a poor country. It has the world's highest rate of HIV infection. And people will have heard of the King of Swaziland, who lives a very lavish lifestyle, in contrast to the million people who live there, who are 3/4 of them are very poor. Mm-hmm. And we've been involved with the Anglican Church there and the Diocese of Swaziland and the bishop there, Bishop Alina, the first woman bishop in the Anglican Church in Africa. And the schools really are the thing that I'm kind of passionate about because they're such fantastic places to visit.
OK. All right. Well, let's get back to those bare feet of yours for a minute. Where have they been in the last 24 hours and what have you been doing?
Well, yesterday morning I was speaking in a church, speaking about Swaziland and the work we're doing there. So I was barefoot in church in the morning, and in the afternoon I was in Tesco's in Baggot Street. And then in the evening I was just attending a church service in Trim. In County Meath.
So, okay, so you were out and about.
Doing the normal things.
You didn't stay
things.
Up with the feet up by the fire. You were out and about.
Just doing the normal things. And that's
and
that's
was
the
it
plan.
More difficult than you thought? Or what, you know, what was the most difficult thing that you came up against?
I think the fact that it's dry at the minute made mm-hmm. it easier because it's not too dirty. Actually, I was surprised that my feet were as clean as they were, you know, after I'd been out and about. It wasn't too difficult from that point of view. The thing that was surprised me most actually was the cold.
Right, yeah. So it has been cold. And nighttime as well.
Nighttime as well. But even in the daytime, you know,
on
I
concrete.
Think you don't realise the protection there is in the soles of your shoes. And that cold just comes up out on the street. It comes up through the soles of your feet, but particularly in churches with those kind of lovely mosaic tiles on the floor. Mm. They're really freezing. So in both churches, I'm afraid I put my feet on the kneelers.
Beautiful.
Keep me warm.
Beautiful. And have you been avoiding various, I mean, obviously avoiding surfaces inside, but avoiding stony ground, having to walk, having to manoeuvre footpaths?
Yeah. Last night going up to the church, there was a gravel drive, but there was a little bit of grass up the side. So I was able to sort of 2 steps on the gravel and onto the grass and then 2 steps on the gravel and into the door. So it wasn't too bad.
And after this interview, you're going to work?
Yes.
Tell us about that. Where do you work?
We have a small office beside St. Michael's Church on Church Street. Mm-hmm. And I'll go in there. And that will be OK. You know, being in the office will be fine.
OK. So. Shopping? parking?
Well, you know, I was in Tesco's yesterday on Baggot Street, and it was really interesting that nobody paid any attention at all. And I think that sort of says something nice about Dublin, because I think you can have pink hair or funny clothes or no shoes, and nobody bats an eyelid, really, you know?
But I suppose also you could argue, I mean, that I mean, people don't generally look down at other people. I think we're all so busy and we're all so caught up with ourselves.
Yes, people don't notice, maybe. Mm. Yeah, but I was...
Because you're not wearing a T-shirt saying you're doing this for charity or you're doing...
Yeah.
You know, has anybody come up to you?
Well, I mean, in church... Last night, there was a cup of tea afterwards and lots of people were asking about it then. And actually, the rector in that parish had one of my posters up on the board. So people were kind of saying, oh, look, you know, there's the woman with feet.
Woman with her feet out. Well, actually, speaking of those feet, fire them up on the desk there if you can. Let me have a look and see. Oh, they don't look too battered or bruised. And, you know, certainly in the summer, anytime I'd be travelling, if you're walking around with no shoes on for a week, they do become... quite hardened and quite used to being without shoes.
Yeah, I hope
so. Hopefully, because I know you're going to come back in on Friday, and it'd be interesting to see how much they've toughened up.
Yeah, yeah.
You got a tetanus injection as well on the advice of your doctor.
Yeah, just in case any cuts. But so far, so good.
Okay. So you're not missing them just yet.
They're doing okay so far.
So talk to me again. I mean, you're doing this obviously because you're raising money. Where do most of the funds come from for United Society?
Well, we're an Anglican mission agency, and most of the funds come from individuals, parishes, dioceses around the Church of Ireland.
Okay. And have you noticed, I mean, in all the recent scandal with the CRC and rehab, have you noticed, has all of that directly affected you?
Not really. I mean, I'm the only employee of the United Society in Ireland. Okay. And because we're working within the Church of Ireland community very much, a lot of people would know me and know who I am. And I know the people that are supporting us. But I think it would be fair to say that around the charity world in general in Ireland, that giving was down last year.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that could be just economic circumstances in general, or it could be because of what was going on there. Mm. Hard to say, but it hasn't affected us too much.
Okay. I don't know if you heard Fergus Finlay yesterday on Marion. And just talking about people in the front line on charities collecting, even wearing T-shirts, you know, looking for public donations.
Yeah.
It must be a very difficult place to be.
It must be. And I don't have experience of that, because I'm usually going into a community of people where I'm known.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not wearing a T-shirt or anything this week. I'm really not doing it to raise money on the street. I've been raising money through a blog, through Facebook, through Church of Ireland contacts. And that's brilliant to do that. But I don't want to be sort of shaking a bucket and wearing a T-shirt and walking up Grafton Street. I'm just going about my normal daily life.
What's the blog that people can find out about?
Oh, it's Linda at USPG. That's LINDAATUSPG.
Okay.
And I put up this morning when I get to the office now, I'll put up the bare feet photographs from yesterday.
And are you taking baby wipes around with you, or are you keeping them clean? Because they look very clean.
Yeah, I have a packet of baby wipes with me, and I have an old shawl just in case I come to something that I really can't walk over. But so far it's been okay.
And you, on Thursday, you're taking part in a very special ceremony.
Oh, yeah, it was really, really nice. Now, when the vicar in Christchurch Cathedral heard about the barefoot,
he heard you on the show here.
He heard, yes. And he contacted me and he said, I hear you're going barefoot. On Maundy Thursday, as part of our Eucharist, we have a foot washing ceremony and we'd like you to come and have your feet washed.
That's beautiful.
It is really beautiful. But often those sort of foot washing ceremonies are token, you know, a little bit of water and a nice white towel.
Mm-hmm.
So they might get more than they bargained for with my feet. Chewing gum or tar.
Well, listen, we'll talk to you later on in the week. Good luck, and don't let anybody stand on your toes. Keep them
You're
safe.
Very good. Thank you very much,
Catherine.
Thank you.
Text 51551. The John Murray Show on RTE Radio 1.